Greetings, everyone. Kathy Mars here with a cute story that cat lovers are sure to appreciate. Imagine my surprise at being awakened pre-dawn by a bird chirping in my left ear. Was I dreaming? Groggily, I reached over and touched an already traumatized bird that tried to take to flight, but was immediately knocked back to the floor by the great black-and-white hunter, Tally-ho. Having a really, really bad track record at the catch-me-if-you-can cat and bird game, since the bird, of course, always loses, I resigned myself to accept the fact that it is simply nature's way and that I am not in charge. So I went back to sleep. When I awoke a bit later, I couldn't believe my eyes. There was the bird, but this time on my right. Could it be sleeping? Dreading the thought of blood and guts, I reached over and gently wrapped my hand around it as it feebly flapped its wings in an attempt to be set free. The bird seemed to calm down when I told it that I would help it win this one. It just had to cooperate. Oh my goodness, I thought. I'm stark naked in my bed and talking to a bird at 6:30 in the morning. I suddenly realized it is impossible to get dressed with one hand while holding a bird in the other, and it is just as impossible to wake someone who's taking a sleeping pill the night before. We're on our own, I told the bird. No one can help us today. So I set aside my inhibitions, trotted down the stairs, out the sun porch door, and set the bird down on the porch, hoping it could fly. Sensing freedom, the bird took off like a bat out of hell into the nearest tree. Wow! Chalk one up for the bird. Ah, the joys of having pets bearing gifts. Thanks for listening.